So, I can't believe that I'm actually doing this.
Near downtown Cedar Rapids, next to the Czech Slovak Protective Society building, is a small restored firehouse serving as a temporary home and art studio for Indiana artist Tom Torlemke. He's here as part of a residency sponsored by Legion Arts, an organization with the mission of fostering new art. Torlemke is here to paint a mural in 8 days. He starts by sketching as many people from the area as possible.
I learned so much through this project, because every half hour or 20 minutes a new person comes to me, and my whole goal is to learn about the people, learn about my relationship or reaction to different people's experiences and things they tell me and stuff. And the whole idea is based on the exhibition title, you know, we're in this together.
Torlemke waits for his subject's guard to come down before starting a sketch. Because he has a limited amount of time, he asks Michael Peterson and Craig Taylor to share their session and talk to each other.
Bruce Moore, did I just hear you talking to somebody about the Blues Moore?
Yes.
And Bruce Moore, I've been to that.
You've been to that? Okay.
Yeah.
Peterson and Taylor talk about blues music and the Iowa Hawkeyes, while Torlemke listens and draws.
And then I learned all kinds of things about how those guys had such a relationship together that they didn't know they had, because they weren't friends before then. So I just let them enjoy their conversation. And once I felt that they were exhausting a bit of their conversation, then I started to find some stuff out, additional stuff.
During 3 days, Torlemke has sketched 58 people. While looking at his line drawings, he begins to make decisions about the final concept for the mural.
It's a little bit like a collage. I'll start laying the figures out on the large canvas with just a vague idea of a scene in my mind, maybe, but now I have another creative problem to solve, how I can integrate the scene in it.
Torlemke chooses 46 people to paint on a 24-foot wide canvas. 4 days later, it's presented to the public. Craig Taylor approaches the mural and looks at his own face.
I am just astonished at this whole mural. I mean, he captured every part of this community. I'm looking at every part of me, and it looks like we're ready to jump off the page.
Most people are positioned on a grassy hill with small puddles of water at the bottom. Torlemke says everybody he drew referenced the community's ongoing recovery from the flood.
You'll see water coming in from the bottom of the mural, but there wasn't much water left. In other words, the water has been evaporating, and the people are behind it now, and it's sort of a rebirth for them.
With the painting complete, Legion Arts and Torlemke say they aren't sure where its permanent home will be.
Generally a residency, usually the artist comes and makes work, and the creative process that the artist goes through is the contribution to the community. And then whatever works that they create, often they just go home with. However, I wouldn't want to do that. I would want the piece to stay here in the community, because that's what it was created for. So we'll see who we can find that would like it.
Tom Torlemke's mural, You Know We're All in This Together, will be on display at the gallery in the CSPS building with dozens of his other works until the end of August. In Cedar Rapids, I'm John Pimble, Iowa Public Radio News.